Over how what an extraordinary moment this is. You have a temporary break in congressional dysfunction. What you saw on the House floor today was basically a bipartisan coalition government. The other extraordinary thing is whatever happened with Mike Johnson, who did drag his feet and lead to these so many deaths in Ukraine, but somehow did find religion on Ukraine. So this is a really remarkable moment that you have this very, very strong bipartisan vote for Israel and for Ukraine, more than 300 votes, in defiance of Donald Trump's opposition to this bill. So somehow they have managed to muddle through. I don't know Mike Johnson well enough to say, what's really going on, but he apparently is willing to risk his job to do the right thing. Now, this may be a parenthesis, and all the caveats are in order here. Mike Johnson was down in Mar-a-Lago kissing the ring. These Republicans have all fallen into line behind Donald Trump. They will continue to do so. But at least for today, we have a glimmer of what a Congress that is willing to be functional, a Congress that is willing to do the right thing, to step up at a key moment. And I have to say that I was completely surprised by Mike Johnson's reversal on this and his almost Churchillian declaration that this was the moment when we needed to step up and defend the world against Vladimir Putin.
Well, this is the way it always used to be done when I covered the Hill. These votes were always bipartisan.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome to the War Room. It's Natalie G. Winters hosting, filling in for Stephen K. Bannon today, Friday, April 19th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Now, you know it's bad when MSNBC is wheeling out Charlie Sykes and a couple of those other intellectuals to be basically praising Speaker Mike Johnson. I thought he was supposed to be the MAGA speaker, though, I'd say, when you have Joe Biden co-signing on the foreign aid packages that you're supporting. Not necessarily the endorsement that I would be touting. Since this morning's show, they've had, I believe, a rules vote on it, progressing into two separate votes on these foreign aid packages tomorrow. But I think there's an interesting moment from that MSNBC clip I just tortured you guys and made you watch when Andrea Mitchell goes, "That's how it used to be. It was bipartisan support." Exactly. We're going back to the old ways, not the America First, Trump-inspired MAGA way of doing things in the House, where we don't just jam through, frankly, useless foreign aid packages to just continue more forever wars. Fun fact, I just put a story up. They've actually authorized federal government spending. You can look at it on the usaspending.gov website. Ukraine contracts for ammunition, other forms of military defense supplies for Ukrainian forces coming from American companies through the year 2030. That's right, actually the end of 2030, almost 2031. They're trying to make Ukraine the next forever war. We have a small cohort of Republicans in Congress who are trying to stop it. I believe one of them joins me now, Congressman Tim Burchett, the one and only. Emphasis, I say that a lot, but you truly are the one and only. Congressman, if you want to give us an update on where we stand on these foreign aid packages, and then we'll drill down on Mike Johnson, where he stands.
Yeah, I have no doubt when CNN comes out for something that I'm against, that I'm on the right side of history. We're $35 trillion in debt. Every 100 days, we add another trillion. And this bunch is just pushing us towards the edge, man, or over the edge, and we can't claw our way back. This adds another $60 billion to the already $112 billion we've given Ukraine. You know, I tried to get an amendment. You remember what they said, Natalie, that they, and thank you so much for having me on. Remember they said that we were going to, this was going to be a loan. They're going to pay us back. Well, the amendment that I had that would do that was actually killed in the committee. It was not considered in order. So, you know, paying us back is not considered in order. This ought to infuriate people. And this is people on both sides of the aisle. And these are some of the people that are wanting to get rid of, you know, Mike Johnson, for goodness sake. So, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense, this whole thing. It's just the Uniparty runs this town. It's not a, as I like to say many times, everybody wants to call it a swamp. A swamp is an ecosystem created by God, and it actually works. It filters water. It does some miraculous things. This is an open sewer. It just all flows in, and nothing comes out. It's just stagnant. And that's what we've got. We've got the Uniparty that wants to run us off the cliff. We've got a bunch of lemmings in our party that basically agree to do that so they can be patted on the back. And at the end of the day, I'm sure they'll say, here's a biscuit for you to take home with you. You know, it's just pathetic, really. It's very depressing. And but we've got to stay in this fight. And this is why it's important for people. Check your members' voting record. I get so tired of seeing these guys and gals come down here and cut deals with the left or the Democrats, whatever you want to call it, and then they run home and they, you know, oh, Nancy Pelosi, she's evil. Joe Biden, he's evil. And then they come up here and sell us down the river. We can't afford this. We can't afford this. And this is because 20 million so-called conservatives decided to stay home on Election Day.
It's insulting to MAGA's intelligence when they do, just like you were talking about, those tricks where they vote basically with hardline Democrats, but then they just use the red meat talking points and they think if they say, or even frankly, it's what they're doing with the southern border right now, right? It's shiny toys. They try to use it as distractions. But I'm just curious to get your thoughts on this, not to trigger you too much, but it always strikes me that it was late last year that the White House, when they noticed that decline for what was going on in Ukraine was starting to really plummet here at home among American voters, that they switched the messaging and they reached out to local newspapers, the mainstream media, and they tried to say that the Ukraine war is actually good for American manufacturing jobs. It's good for America's industrial base, I would argue. It's probably really only good for like the CEO of Boeing and Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and that swampy, sewery class. But, you know, put the war room posse in the room. When they give you guys flack for not voting with them, if there's back and forth exchanges, even if it's being duked out on cable, is the only line of defense, the only argument that they make is that Ukraine is just imperative for democracy? What is their argument as to why you guys are so crazy?
It is, and I've got some notes if I can find them, but just the GDP, oh, here they are, excuse me, the GDP of Russia, sorry, the state of California has a greater GDP than Russia. Russia is a threat, and Canada is, and France are right there with Russia. So you're not talking about a mega power that's going to dominate the world. And I, you know, today, this week, they said in one of the committee meetings that, you know, if we don't do this, I'll be sending my kids and grandkids to defend Poland. Well, again, why are we getting in the middle of Europe's war? This is not World War II. I hate when they try to draw some similarities to it. There aren't any. Putin is a thug, but so is Xi Jinping. What are these, you know, these war pimps going to do when China moves on Taiwan, which they probably will do under this weak White House? What will they do? Are they going to clamor for more war? You know, are we going to go further in debt? We won't have a country when this is over with. We've got enough money to do all this stuff. We could have built Trump's wall 12 dadgum times for this amount of money that we're putting in Ukraine. And yet they won't let us do it. I say we send them a vote every week on the wall and make them vote on it. Let the American public know they don't care about the wall. All they are keeping this country whole. All they care about is getting reelected in sound bites and raising money. Now, you mentioned the war defense contractors. They're going to get $23 billion out of this. But there's also money in there. Get this. There's money in there for Ukrainian legal aid for refugees when they enter the U.S. What the heck is that about? And we know when this war is over that we're going to be the ones, the American taxpayers are going to be the ones that rebuild that country. I just don't buy it all. There's more to this than we're being told. And we may never know the full story, but it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And we don't have the guts to do the right thing about it. And we ought to just say, no border, no budget, shut the thing down, shut this country down until we can fix our border situation. And that lame bill that came over from the Senate, if you had to have 5,000 encounters in one day, so 5,000 illegals would have to cross our border before it was enacted. That's just ridiculous. 5,000, so 4,999 is okay. And then they say, well, it is bipartisan. They always say that when one Republican gets on a Democrat bill. It just drives me crazy. So don't buy what they're selling. Get people registered to vote. Get their butts to the polls. And let's get some guts and let's take our dadgum country back, top to bottom, from the county commissions, the school boards, the county mayors, the dog catcher. I don't care. You know, we have got to get control of this country. We got to get control of runaway spending. It's out of every 100 days, we add another $1 trillion on. Another $1 trillion, if you can imagine that, every 100 days.
And it's such a disgrace that, you know, we can't even have meaningful discussions about sovereignty and border security without them just inherently linking it to Ukraine aid. You know, I know it's cliche, but they do care more about the borders of Ukraine than they do our own. I think epitomized by the fact that they gave them a cutout of, what, $300 million for Ukraine's border services. How about that for a slap in the face to MAGA? Got a few minutes. I'd like to hold you through the break, but I do have a question. Seems like an audit, some meaningful kind of explanation to the American people where these funds are going. Of course, they're never going to do it because we know it's subsidizing yacht purchases and new vacation homes for Boeing executives. But is there any discussion of trying to actually make a substantive appeal to the American people why Ukrainian aid is worth giving? Or is it just this old cycle that they think they can lie to us and get away with it?
Lying's much easier. And you're right. They sold it to the local newscasters and things. And, you know, we just sat here with our hands folded. The conservatives do. And we just take it every dadgum time. It was so predictable what they were going to do. They're going to show the horrible scenes on television and all the things. But, you know, look what's going on in our own cities. Their big cities are burning down and people are, you know, they're getting in trouble doing things that you would think almost medieval. And we've allowed these people to come into our country that are doing these things. So, you know, I don't know. I get crazy frustrated over it. It just seems so obvious to me what's going on. But the bottom line is, look, these anarchists, they want to destroy this country. And they're going to take it, and they're succeeding right now. And they know Donald Trump is winning this election, except for one demographic, and that is the radical Marxists who don't think Biden's done enough, if you can believe that. So that's why you're seeing Biden doing things like Transgender Day on Easter Sunday. That's a slap in the face to conservatives everywhere. Everybody knows that. And so he's got to get that base to the polls. He knows he cannot. He's losing every other major demographic. And that's the one, or he's losing ground, actually, to be more accurate. So I think that's the bottom line with this bunch. And we've got a bunch of willing folks to go along with it.
useful idiots who are aiding and abetting the destruction of America from within. Congressman, if you can hang with us through the short break, I would appreciate that. Warren Posse, we will be back. We got a packed show. We got Colonel John Mills joining us to walk through Chinese cybersecurity attacks, too. Never a dull day under Joe Biden. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. It's always a good Friday when Congressman Burchett decides to join us, and we will release you to your weekend, although I don't think you get much of a weekend thanks to the fact that you're a member of Congress and you got a vote on sending more of our taxpayer dollars to countries that hate us and are super corrupt. But all of that aside, before I let you go, I would just love to get your thoughts on kind of where you stand on Speaker Johnson, the motion to vacate, all things to do with Republican leadership.
Right. I think what could possibly happen is we give the gavel to Hakeem Jeffries, because I know there are three people that are vocal that are out there that want to take Johnson out. I just don't think right now that would serve the party or the cause if we took him out. I honestly don't. I think we would could possibly see some folks that would put somebody in there that could do us a great deal more harm. And you got to imagine if they had all three branches of government, just where it would, where, how fast we would descend. I think if they were to just get the House, the Senate, and the White House, we would. I just think it would be an open war on our Constitution. I think because they know if Trump gets in there, he's going to put a stop to it. He's going to clean out the State Department, the Justice Department, and some of those others that have been harboring a lot of liberals that just hate this country and hate what it stands for. So I think they know they got an opportunity in a limited window, and I believe that could make us descend into some incredible turmoil.
Do you think that Hakeem Jeffries would do less damage as Speaker of the House than some of your establishment Republican colleagues if they were to get in there and replace Speaker Johnson?
I do, because I think he has to have his hardline liberal base, and these moderates, they don't have the backbone to do much of anything. They'll just be a gatekeeper, or they'll be leaning to the left a lot harder. You got to realize too that everybody fusses about the Republican Party, about, you know, like when we were shut down for 30 days. But at that time, no more bad policies were passed. No more Nancy Pelosi backed, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden based policies were passed during that time. So generally, when we see a system that basically is slowed down, the American public can figure out a way to maintain or to survive, so to speak. So I really don't think we'd be well served by changing our leadership right now. I really don't, because I don't mind. I did it before, and I'd step out again on that ledge easily if I thought it was the right thing to do. But I just don't think it's the right thing to do at this time, because I honestly think Hakeem Jeffries would be the speaker.
Wow. Congressman, I was going to say thank you for joining us and have a nice weekend, but with what you just said, it's a dark day to be a member of the MAGA movement and a supporter of the America First agenda when Hakeem Jeffries could do less damage to this country than some of your Republican colleagues. Congressman, if people want to follow you, support you, go to your campaign website, keep up to date with all the things you got going on, UFOs too. We don't forget those here in the war room. Where can they go to do all that?
And go to my ex account at Tim Burchett. That's the cool one. That's the one where I do most of my political talking, and that's my official one, at Rep. Tim Burchett. It's not as cool, but you can get a lot of details on there. It's got a good following. It has a lot of my videos from when I'm on cool shows like this one. So, thank you.
I like the unofficial one better.
So do I.
A must follow.
Yeah, we still don't know who ate Uncle Bozy, so
One day, it was probably Zelensky. No, Congressman, thank you for joining us. You have a good one.
Thanks. See you, girl.
Of course. We got Bradley Devlin from the American Conservative joining us to give us some more refined, I would say, analysis of what is going on when it comes to Speaker Johnson's fate. But Bradley, before we get into the wonderful piece you wrote for American Conservative, I'd love to just get your thoughts on what Congressman Burchett said in terms of that's a pretty out there proposition that Hakeem Jeffries could do less damage to this country than some, swamp, as Burchett says, sewer member type Republicans could do if they were to replace Speaker Johnson. I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Well, Tim's a tough act to follow, Natalie. He's an absolute legend. And sorry, Congressman, I'm going to be stealing the DC is an open sewer, not a swamp, because the swamp at least serves an ecological purpose line. I'll be stealing that for the American Conservative quite soon. But that said, I think it is incorrect to say that Hakeem Jeffries would do less damage. The speaker has a whole lot of power. The speaker gets to determine everything that goes on in the inner workings of the House of Representatives. And that said, any Republican member that would side with Democrats are basically committing political suicide if they decided that once Speaker Johnson was out, they're going to side with Democrats. The Democrats are going to ram through as much of Joe Biden's agenda as possible before November. And you are just handing Democrats the keys to the kingdom, because what did we see here? Even with a so-called conservative speaker, the Democrats have effectively handcuffed the Trump administration's diplomatic options when it comes to Ukraine for not only the first year of his presidency, but even beyond that, right? The CBO scoring shows that, shows how this aid package will affect discretionary outlays for defense all the way up until 2031. So I don't think that it would be I don't think Hakeem Jeffries would be less damaging than an establishment Republican, though I think it'd be pretty close. It's just way too much power to put in Hakeem Jeffries' hands.
And speaking of House Democrats, your piece sort of walks through that while they have sort of bailed out Mike Johnson when it comes to the foreign aid packages, the three kind of regions that they're going after, though for the most part it's Ukrainian aid. The question is, will they be able to save his speakership? So if you want to run the audience through your piece a little bit, I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Yeah, Democrats have been put in a can't-lose situation with what's going to transpire after these aid packages are likely passed tomorrow. If Gosar, who has now joined Massey and Green, if Green decides that she asks for privilege on that motion and they get the three of them to oust the speaker, then we enter a phase where Democrats could once again save Johnson by voting against the motion to vacate. So they would, a few Democrats would join Republicans and increase the threshold that conservatives would need to kick Johnson out. If, the reason they would do that is because Johnson has given every single deliverable that they could possibly want in a GOP-controlled House thus far, right? They got appropriations, they got the FISA that they wanted, they got the Ukraine aid that they wanted, and they did all of that without having to cave at all on keeping Joe Biden's border open. What they fear is that there's enough Republicans ticked off in the course of the appropriations fight, the FISA fight, and this Ukraine aid fight, that they would actually end up giving the speakership to someone more conservative, a Jim Jordan type. I don't think that's true. I think the next Republican speaker will probably be in the same ilk as Mike Johnson, right? Someone who talks the talk but doesn't really walk the walk when it comes to positions of power. Then you enter into the other can't lose situation, right? The other option is they decide to let Johnson fail, and they don't save him, and they end up just making the House Republican Conference look like a bunch of fools for a while, and then maybe they'll come in and save him later. But I really think that they might save him, since they saved him in the Rules Committee, and they had saved him on the floor today, and they'll probably save him again on the floor tomorrow and actually pass these bills. You know, they're getting everything that they want. So why rock the boat too much at this point?
Just curious, heading into this weekend, obviously they have the two votes scheduled for, I believe, Saturday evening. Not necessarily asking for predictions, so if you want, you can give them. But how do you think that those votes are going to shake out? Do you think we will see a motion to vacate? What do you think is going to really his future is going to look like?
Well, chances are, if Marjorie asks for privilege on that motion, you know, leadership will have 48 hours, and so they'll kick it until after recess. If these bills go through, I think you're going to have a number of conservatives come out of the woodwork and say, hey, I'm supporting this motion to vacate as well. Maybe Democrats do save Mike Johnson in exchange for what? I don't know. If they don't, then, of course, Republicans will just look even more in chaos. And that is the number one reason why you've seen Mar-a-Lago come out not fully against Mike Johnson, right? The Truth Social post that he had clearly showed that he wasn't in favor of more Ukraine aid. But he didn't come out and say Speaker Johnson should be vacated. He's played this pretty close to his chest because insiders from Mar-a-Lago have told outlets like Politico that they don't want to sow more division and make Republicans look incapable of governing in the lead up to the November election. And I think that's what you want to hope for the most, right, is that you want to put as much pressure on the speaker as possible while letting Democrats capitalize off of the chaos, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, we have all these wars going on, and the Republicans in Congress just cannot behave. So I understand the danger there, but I think Johnson has basically sealed his fate by doing something unprecedented, by having the minority support him in the Rules Committee, the minority support the rule on the floor. I mean, this is John Boehner levels of smacks in the face to conservatives. I had a source tell me, Rachel Bovard from the Conservative Partnership Institute, that Mike Johnson is breaking all sorts of House traditions, and he's being more tyrannical, arguably, than Joe Cannon was in the early 19-teens when
we've got to jump to a break. If people want to follow you, get more of your analysis, where can they go to get it? On Twitter and American Conservative?
Yeah, check out theamericanconservative.com. I'll have a number of pieces come out throughout the rest of today and tomorrow about this motion to vacate. Will Johnson be saved or not? Who knows? And then my Twitter is at Bradley Devlin.
Bradley, thank you so much. Warren Posse, we'll be right back after this break.
Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day, protected by heavy-duty, four-layer packaging. These kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets. They're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants, MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is, he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of...
That's enough fake news for me. No CNN, there was no active shooter. Let's start the clock. How long will it be until they start telling us that this is another example of domestic terrorism and the MAGA movement gone awry, gone estranged? Luckily, Laura Loomer was on the ground when it happened. She's joining us by phone. And like always, she has the receipts on who this individual was. But Laura, before we get into how the media is spinning this, can you walk us through, the viewer saw a CNN clip of it, but from your true objective journalist eyes, can you walk us through what happened outside the courthouse?
Yeah. So I've been here all week, as you know, covering the Trump trial, and for the first few days I was covering for Rav. And I saw this individual, this Max Azzarello guy, on the second day, so Tuesday. And I was actually just talking to Harry from Rav, and I was like, oh my God, do you remember that guy that was walking past us while I was doing my hit that had the sign talking about how Trump and Biden were in a coup? He goes, yeah, we saw him. And I said, that's the guy that just lit himself on fire. And he apparently came from Florida, and he doesn't live in New York City. He traveled here, and all week long he was carrying around a sign that was anti-Trump. And from the very beginning of this week, and people can see this from my videos, they separated with barricades, the Trump side and then the leftist side, because they wanted to segregate people by their political affiliation and their signs. And so this guy had been walking back and forth, mostly on the left-leaning side all week long, and he was, you know, shoving a sign, like walking around silently. He wasn't screaming anything, but I did see him waving a sign around by the media. And it's worth noting that he lit himself on fire in the Trump section. So when I arrived, when I was there, and I was live streaming outside of the courthouse this morning, the reporters were like, oh, and he was next to the woman in the MAGA hat. Maybe he was a Trump supporter. And then I was shouting into the cameras as other journalists were doing their live hits. I'm like, oh, no, he was here all week long waving his sign. And then finally, a woman who watched him burn to death said, yeah, he had a sign that said, you know, Trump and Biden are in a coup together, and the back of it said Substack, and I described the sign to her, and she goes, yes, that's exactly the sign that I saw. And then Viral News NYC, which is a big account on X that, you know, does photojournalism here, got a photo of the NYPD carrying the same sign away. So it's really interesting how the NYPD took that sign, but they left all the pamphlets on the ground because they didn't want reporters clearly taking photos of the sign that showed that this guy was a Trump hater. And so they're trying to make it seem like Trump is bringing chaos to the courthouse, but it just goes to show you that you know, the media really, honestly, their Trump derangement syndrome is starting to affect people. I've dug into this guy's social media, and I found that he is a Bernie Sanders supporter. He is an Obama supporter. His handle is dipshit_secrets, and then it's just @dipshitsecrets on Twitter. And he actually follows me, I saw. He follows me on X. He's liked one of my posts
in
the past. Yes.
You're a must follow. But Laura, yeah, I want you to double down on one thing real quick. You said that you saw the NYPD taking away the sign that was explicitly anti-Trump and anti-Biden, yet they left a lot of the pamphlets that had to do with sort of his, for lack of a better word, manifesto out there. Can you just, we have the picture up on the screen. I don't know if you can see that, but can you just walk us through what you're saying the NYPD did one more time?
That's it. Yeah, I'm actually sitting here right now with my video editor, and we actually have video footage of them doing this too. So we have video, exclusive video footage of NYPD confiscating the sign and flipping it over to the side that was talking about Trump. It says Trump is with Biden, and they're about to fascist coup us. And so that's what the sign is. And I apologize. You know, I'm not trying to curse on the show. I'm just giving you guys the actual name of his handle. That's his Instagram and his Twitter handle before they try to delete it. Because as we've seen, whenever there's some type of politically motivated attack, the social media companies always rush to silence the account by deleting all of the evidence. And the media wants to make it seem like this is President Trump's fault, but this guy is a leftist. He also appears to have been a really big germaphobe. He talked a lot about COVID and his paranoia with COVID on his Instagram account. And police said that it wasn't gasoline that he used to light himself on fire with. They said during the press conference that it appeared to be rubbing alcohol, some type of accelerant. And on his own Instagram account, there's a post about rubbing alcohol and how people should invest in rubbing alcohol. I've also seen that last year, nearly 1 year to the date, he sued the Clinton Foundation, and he also sued Hillary Clinton. And that lawsuit was filed on April 13th of 2023, nearly 1 year to the date. And so he clearly was very politically oriented, suing the Clintons, openly supporting Bernie, openly supporting Obama, criticizing President Trump, walking around with an anti-Trump sign. And he wrote a manifesto on his Substack as well. It's theponzipapers.substack.com.
Laura, if people want to follow you, watch that exclusive footage. I'm sure you'll be breaking many more stories throughout the day, throughout the weekend. Where can people go to follow you, watch your shows, support you?
Yeah, people can follow me on X and Truth Social @Laura Loomer, and then be sure that you subscribe to my Rumble, rumble.com/Laura Loomer, and my Substack, lauraloomer.substack.com.
Laura, thank you for always being on the front lines and getting us the truth, getting us the Loomered version of the truth. We love it. Thank you, Laura. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. I believe we got Colonel John Mills, but hey, in the meantime, you got to check out Public Square if you don't want to be beholden to tech companies that hate you, the tech companies that rush to delete anything that's remotely anti-Trump from people who set themselves on fire outside of courthouses. Just saying, you got to go to Public Square, and while you're at it, go to birchgold.com/Bannon2 to get the latest installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. It's one of the finest books I've ever read. I really like the forthcoming installment, so get it while you still can before they probably scrub it from their website, because it's probably deemed misinformation. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Someone else who I'm sure gets deemed as spreading misinformation is our next guest, Colonel John Mills, who always brings the best graphics, the best slides, the best presentation. I think I will just let you rip, but we've just to set the stage, we've been hearing a lot about impending cyber attacks coming from the Chinese Communist Party. You're kind of an expert on that, so why don't you walk the audience through what is going on there?
Well, yeah, thank you, Natalie. There is a Chinese cyber attack, a massive attack ongoing right now. We have a slide I prepared especially for you, Natalie, and the War Room posse.
Thank you.
Let's walk through this. This is Volt Typhoon. Everybody should remember the term Volt Typhoon. This is the name given to Chinese cyber attack that was first publicly reported May of last year. But it really, there was a couple of events that preceded it that are very important. December 22, Biden signed the fiscal year 23 National Defense Authorization Act, which gave a lot of support to Taiwan, and it also had a Section 1088. Most of this went right over even the experts. It went right over their head. It called for a tabletop exercise to be run to test the resilience of domestic critical infrastructure in case of war with China over Taiwan. This means our power plants, our power grid, water, information, telecommunications, the internet service providers, air traffic control, cranes, all those spy cranes, everything. So we knew that what that telegraphed is the air quote experts knew something was up, things were getting ready for kinetic war with China. And so also in January, February, both Chinese carriers were at sea and ran a lot of exercises toward Guam. So very, very scary scenario. But so Volt Typhoon is going on now. Now, what happens in a big breach like this? What they were doing was the Chinese were pre-placing malware onto critical infrastructure. And originally they just said in Guam, but then it kind of expanded to Hawaii. And essentially, if they're doing it there, they're doing it all over the United States. Everything kind of went quiet from May until December. Everything kind of went quiet. Why did it go quiet? Well, because you form all these interagency teams. They do all the analysis. You bring in Department of Defense. You bring in DHS CISA. You bring in NSA. You bring in the FBI and Department of Justice. And you figure out, what were they doing? What are they up to? Where are they doing this? And then all of a sudden, starting in December, you had FBI Director Christopher Wray, DHS CISA Director Jen Easterly, NSA Director, now the NSA Director, Cyber Command Director, General Howe. So now they are just, this has been going over everybody's heads, but they are saying, I mean, Jen Easterly's word were, this is truly an everything everywhere, all at once. I mean, that was her quote. So they gave congressional testimony December, January, February. They were screaming with megaphones. I've never seen such animated presentations in congressional testimony. And I mean, are they being serious? I think in some ways they're being serious, but in some ways they're also part of the problem, because precious resources that should have been apportioned to dealing with this were doing what they deem more important, like chasing J6ers or parents at school boards. And seriously, this is the intel collection priority stack. They're apportioning more resource to that than to the Chinese cyber. But they are screaming with megaphones right now. This is preparation for war. They are putting malware on our domestic critical infrastructure so they can turn things off when the bullets start flying. So this is very serious, and it's crossed the Rubicon as far as generally accepted principles of dealing with other countries. They are unabashedly placing malware all over our networks so they can turn off our cranes in our ports. They can turn off our internet service providers. We couldn't see this show. This show would be off the air. Telecommunications would be off the air. You would not get streaming anything. And so this is a very, very serious matter. It's not getting a whole lot of attention, but basically the Chinese are, it is a full-blown bum rush, full spectrum in preparation for conflict. And in addition to this, you need your, that's what all these Chinese special operators are on the ground for.
We're coming up against a break.
I would love to keep you, but we got to go to Kane from Citizen Free Press. So if people want to get the Substack, I promise I'll have you back to talk CCP election interference. But what's your handle? Where can people go to read your Substack?
Oh, thank you, Natalie. Yes, Colonel Rhett John, Colonel R.E.T. John, Substack Getter and Truth.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Colonel Mills and Warren Posse. We'll be right back after the break with Kane from Citizen Free Press.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. It's always a privilege to be joined by Kane from Citizen, that singular, Free Press, citizenfreepress.com, the man, the myth, the headline stacking legend. Kane, I want to leave the audience with some good news because I feel like I've been dumping some very depressing news on them this whole show. I know you just put it up in the stack that Turning Point is expanding their sort of ballot chasing, ballot harvesting operations to another critical swing state, that is Michigan. You are always ahead of the curve when it comes to swing state polling and where Trump really has a chance in these states. Can you walk us through what Turning Point's doing and how you think they'll actually be able to secure Michigan through these efforts?
Yeah, that's great that you brought that up. So Turning Point has this thing, it's called Chase the Vote. And Charlie, when the RNC was being run by Ronna Romney, they weren't doing anything at the RNC. So Charlie sort of took it upon himself and he's tried to raise $100 million for these turnout the vote efforts in the seven swing states. In reality, it's just 19 counties in these seven states. And he had previously announced programs, Chase the Vote programs in Arizona and Wisconsin. And he sort of famously put Scott Pressler, gave him $5 million and has Pressler in charge of Get Out the Vote in Wisconsin. So today, Turning Point Action announced that they're expanding this to Michigan. So they're already in the tweet. Charlie talks about, you know, the Trump campaign, I understand the reasons, but they're way behind in staffing Arizona. I put up a tweet actually about 2 weeks ago that shows where they were in 2020 compared to now. And they have no one hired in seven swing states. But so Charlie is on the opposite end of that. He's got big staffing going. And he got a New York Times profile that was in the stack about 3 weeks ago. That was just a great, great piece, actually. New York Times didn't really take shots at him, all about the effort in Arizona. So now it's expanding to Michigan. We'll see if it gets expanded to any other swing states. But regarding the polls, yeah, Fox, you know, I post every new poll I can find, you know, which I know you read the stack. And so, you know, this, I'll post them from the left hand, from the left side to the, from the right. I post aggregations of all the models. And the newest stuff out is actually from Fox News. It's Michigan and three other swing states. Trump expanded his lead to 3 points, 49-46, in a head-to-head with Biden in Michigan. And in the five-person race, it's Trump leading 44-42. And then the other three swing states were 51-45 Trump in Georgia, and then tied in Wisconsin and tied in Pennsylvania. But one thing to mention when we talk about these are national, when we talk about these swing state polls is let's look at where they were 4 years ago in 2020. So in the case of Michigan, Trump leading 49-46, you know what that is, Natalie? It was Biden in this month of 2020 leading by 8 points in the same Michigan poll. So it's an 11 point flip. And we know that Trump did so much better than a -8, right? That the polls were showing for him in Michigan. I think he ended up losing by about a point and a half. So the swing state polls are still looking good. The national polls have tightened a bit, right? I post links to betting sites so people can see what the bookies think. I post links to aggregation from 538 as well as Real Clear Politics. So I've been posting the Virginia polls recently as well as Minnesota. Why? Because Virginia and Minnesota are the states that aren't even talked about. They aren't included in these seven swing states. And they're both 3 or 4 points. You know, Minnesota was really close. I don't know if you remember 2016, Trump ended up losing it, but for a while that night we thought he was going to win Minnesota. So Trump has a chance, and Charlie mentioned when I was on his show, actually, that Democrats are starting to staff up Minnesota because they're afraid of losing. So your question was about the swing state polls. He's still looking strong in those. Biden's tightened up the national polls just a bit. And then the last thing I'll say is Kennedy got on the ballot in Michigan. So that's another thing.
Kane, I always love it when you take a break from watching golf to join the War Room because you give us such good analysis, whether you're watching the primary or the secondary event. If people want to follow you, you come in very hot on Twitter or get the stack. Give us the domain name that they can go to, not the one Steve says, but the right one.
Well, they can go to either one, but the right one is citizenfreepress.com. I'll let people know. Here's why it's a great site. It loads in half a second. There's no ads. There's no graphics. I'm there slaving away from 9 in the morning until usually 2 o'clock in the morning. All the new headlines are at the top. You can load it. You can load it on your phone instantaneously. And then the Twitter page, we rock that out 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. And that's at Citizen Free Press at Twitter. And that's it. You know, we got 6 months to go till November, Natalie. Let's win.
Kane, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You too.
And Warren Posse, you got to go to birchgold.com/Bannon to get the real truth and news about your financial future, just like Citizen Free Press does it. No spin, no lies, just cold, hard facts, and I'm sure probably a lot of gold. But even more importantly, you got to get your pillows, too. I think we have Mike Lindell joining us. Mike, if you have any news updates on the election integrity front, but equally important, any pillow deals that you want to let the posse in on?
Yeah, and everybody, we're still waiting on the Supreme Court today to see if they're taking the case or not. I want to quick say a thing about ballot. When they were just talking about ballot harvesting and stuff, what Turning Point's doing is called ballot chasing, not to be confused with ballot harvesting, which is illegal in most states. And by the way, everybody, you still vote same day, even if after they chase them and get them, same day voting. And we have the great specials on them for the War Room Posse. Remember, today and tomorrow, this is the end of the free shipping. So get your orders now. Promo code War Room. Go to the website. Free shipping. Take advantage of it. This is it, everybody. That you got the biggest bed sheet sale ever. $25 as low as $25 for the premium My Pillows King or Queen. Free shipping on your entire order. The multi-use My Pillows. Free shipping. There's the towels. All the new colors just came in today. $25. Get them before we run out of your color. Free shipping on your entire order, promo code War Room. There's the mattress toppers, everybody, as low as $99. Take advantage of that free shipping. The War Room Posse, this is an exclusive to the War Room Posse. It's running out. You got about 24 hours left. Take advantage of the free shipping. And we thank each and every one of you for supporting my employee-owned company and keeping me out there where I can help secure our election platforms. So thanks, Natalie. Thanks for having me on, and God bless you.
We definitely need you out there, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. And Warren Posse, don't worry. Steele will be back. Have a great weekend and make sure you call your representative. No more aid to Ukraine. Have a nice week.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon. Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.